One, two, three, four. We are the
Sword. Wait. One, two, three, four?
We've never done that.
Try it again.
One, two, three. We are the Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. I am Lunchbox, and let me tell you, I know the most about sports. That's why I run the show, and I give the most opinions.
What's up, you guys?
No, Ray, stop. No, I've done more episodes than you. I'm next. This is Eddie. What's up, everybody? I know the least about sports, and that's it. I just wanted to make Ray feel bad for missing episodes. Go ahead, Ray.
What's up, you guys? People have said I should be the special guest that I am because I'm not here for every episode. Sorry, sue me. I work a double shift sometimes where I got to sleep at the radio station and run a crazy board that you don't get to hear in your head or in your car or whatever. I'm sorry. There's a board that exists. It's not magic that puts this stuff on the air. But anyways, I also know a lot about sports, just like Lunchbox. I love to bet, and people hit me up on the Instagram. I DM, I do all that kinds of stuff, giving people betting tips, giving them picks, giving them websites to go to. I'm the betting expert.
Okay.
And I always try to keep it, we try to win more bets than we lose.
Hey, boys, this is a big show. It's a milestone in the Sore Losers podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not with you guys.
Oh, yeah, you're in L.A.
Yeah, how cool is that? We're doing our podcast. I'm in Los Angeles. You guys are in Nashville. That's great. Dude, we're big time.
I do feel like we're kind of like legit now because you see other shows, like TV shows that do it from like, one's in New York, one's in L.A., and they do a simulcast or whatever it's called. And I thought about that when this morning I was like, ooh, we're going to be in two different cities. We're like big time. People are going to be like, whoa, Eddie's in L.A.? Like, you're doing the show from L.A.? Yeah. We're so cool.
You talking about like Wilbon and Kornheiser when they're
things like that? Yeah, or just like if you watch Major League MLB Network.
Oh, those two guys.
Yeah, Kevin Millar.
Yeah, and the other
and
guy,
Chris.
And what's his name? Chris Rose.
Yeah,
yeah. Intentional talk.
Yeah, that's
show,
it.
Show kind of stinks.
No.
All right. They're funny, but at times, sometimes with the delay, and sometimes with their Millar, he just like goes on to these rants. And I'm just like, I'm over this.
Yeah, I'm glad we're promoting other shows, but yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey, he does the got him right.
Yeah. Got him.
And I get jealous of their life, too. Like, Millar, all he does is play golf all the time.
He plays golf all the
time.
And
then he does a 30-minute show and calls it a day.
He's from his house.
So Millar's in Austin, right?
Yeah, he lives in Austin.
Dude, he checks in from his house, and then Chris Rose is from L.A.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we usually start the show off with a game, so everybody was getting mad at my games. I'm getting too serious on the games. Fine. So we're going to play, which do you prefer, apples or oranges?
I'm going to have to go with oranges. I always have loved a good orange ever since college, back when, you know, you could steal a couple of those when you're leaving from the lunchroom. Apple, not a big apple guy. Sometimes you get it in your teeth, it's messy, and you kind of just look like a joker when you're eating an apple down the street. You can get away with casually eating an orange. Dude, you look like kind of like a jackass eating an apple.
I go with apple Lunchbox because oranges, you got to peel them and then you eat it. And then I really don't like eating the actual orange, whatever the skin is.
That's called an orange peel.
No. The skin within the thing. Like, you know, you
the
chew
little
on
white
it, you
get, skin on top of the orange. I got
that's,
you.
That stuff. I don't like that. And then after all that, you start like choking on a seed that's in there. I'm like, nah, I don't have time for this. I like apples.
See, I like them both. And the problem is, Eddie, you nailed it. The peeling of the orange is the most frustrating part. Like, it just is, it takes forever and it gets under your fingernails when you're trying to dig out the peel. Apples, I like apples, but I prefer them if I have apples with peanut butter, then that is the bomb.com when it comes to snacks.
I've never
had
that.
Now he's adding condiments when I just had the option to choose between two things.
It's just how you eat it. It's how you eat it, and that's what I'm saying. I really like oranges if they're already peeled, but if I'm going to eat an apple, I love the apple with some peanut butter.
Do any of you weirdos peel an apple?
No. I don't even know how
you know who. I can't say because nobody knows who he is. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, but you know someone.
Okay,
who does.
Mike D. Every day on the Bobby Bones Show peels an apple instead of just randomly eating it. But I can't reference him ever because you guys say nobody knows him. Sorry.
What do you mean he peels an apple?
He's like meticulously goes out into the hallway and peels his apple into 12 different pieces every day during the morning show.
Well, he cuts it up, but Lunchbox, he actually takes a knife and peels the skin off the apple.
Why? Is there something bad about the peel, or is it just he just doesn't like it?
I guess he just don't like it.
That's interesting, because there's sort of like people that peel a kiwi. I eat the kiwi. I eat the skin and all.
Are you rich? Who eats a kiwi?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought a
kiwi.
Dude,
you want to know the last time I ate a kiwi? When I was at my rich grandparents' house.
You know kiwis are like five for a dollar at the store.
I've never bought a kiwi.
Are you serious?
Never.
Uh-uh. They are so good.
But no, they're awesome. I love a kiwi.
I never had a kiwi in my life, I don't think, until the dude that used to work here, Cruz, and then he quit, but he used to bring kiwis. I was like, let me taste one of them suckers. And they're pretty good.
They're awesome.
A kiwi. Have you guys ever eaten an onion, like an apple?
Yeah. I eat a lot of onions and a lot of American food a lot of the time when I'm eating during the day.
Have I ever, like an apple? No.
Yeah, like raw, and you just take a bite out of it.
No, but I have green onions. You know, they kind of look like celery. They're long and green.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get them out of the fridge as a kid and eat them like a snack, just like they were string cheese.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is
it's
weird.
Not normal.
And I look back and I'm like, that's pretty disgusting. Like, why would you just eat an onion? But now, all right, now that we're a sports podcast.
Good God.
No, dude, he had to go PG.
I wonder why people hate that segment at the beginning of the show. That's a game. I mean, it's so fun, and we have so much to talk about. It just ends in awkward. I don't know.
No,
he just said they
the
did.
Poll is going to be up. Sore Loser Show on Twitter. We want you to vote. Apples or oranges? That's it. Okay. I mean, that's a hard-hitting question that people in America want to know.
And it'll be fun to talk about for 3 minutes, but then it'll come to a screeching halt, and you'll just awkwardly stare at each other then, just like we just did on this podcast.
And I need to eat some crow and apologize to someone. I don't really apologize a lot, but I was very wrong on something. And I want to apologize to all the Clemson fans out there. Okay, I got on here yesterday, and I was ripping them for storming the field when they beat Syracuse.
I saw it, and I thought it was a little weird.
Yes.
And I know that's why you were ripping on them.
Yes, and I saw a bunch of tweets and news articles about, oh my gosh, Clemson storms the field when they beat Syracuse. How embarrassing.
Is it tradition or something?
Well, they don't storm the field.
They
meet at the Paw. And they sing their song,
and they do like a circular type thing.
Yes, and they greet all the players and coaches and high-five them, and so it's a tradition. And I had no idea.
Okay, see, I kind of thought that too. I made fun of them at first. Then I saw them doing the paw thing where they're doing the circular thing, and I was like, you know what? I bet they didn't. That isn't a storm. That's a tradition type thing. They do it for every game, I think.
Yeah, my bad. I don't know all the traditions of every university that's out there. I just saw it, and I saw news articles about it and other people making fun of them, and I was like, I am glad I'm not the only one that realizes that Clemson is a national championship school. They don't need to storm the field. But now that it's a tradition, okay. And I saw some of the tweets, and one mom was like, it's a tradition, and my kids are 11 and 7. It's so fun when everybody breaks away and they're on the field playing catch, and all the Clemson players are walking by them. And
mom's letting the 11-year-old storm the field?
No, they don't storm.
That's bad
they
parenting.
Walk out and meet at the Paw. Have you ever been part of a storm?
No. I've never been at an amazing college game that would lead to a storm.
Ooh.
I'm usually at a crappy Vanderbilt game where they're playing some crap team.
And they lose really
bad. Yeah, I'm like, really? To my girlfriend, I'm like, really? We're going to the Vanderbilt game? But we go to the Vanderbilt game and get drunk before.
You should storm the Titans game if they win next week.
Dude, I've said it before. I'll always tweet out, oh my gosh, if we win this game, the Titans fans are storming. Well, guess what happens when we do an amazing win? No fans want to storm the field, and all they do is go back to the bars on Broadway.
Yep.
I'm the only person with the idea to storm the field.
I did storm in college. Well, I was out of college, but the University of Texas at San Antonio, my alma mater, the Roadrunners, our first football game ever. I went to it down at the Alamo Dome, and we won, and I stormed the field. I was out of college by like 5-6 years, but I was like, you know what? This is our first football game. I'm going.
And did other people follow you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, okay, everybody good. Stormed the Alamo. And one kid, I didn't see one kid. There was cops like trying to stop people, and he got caught. He got arrested. He got cuffed and stuffed. I'm like, dude, how do you get caught out of all the people?
Maybe four people get caught, and he was one of them.
But the problem is, what's wrong with the cop? Let him go. Everybody's storming.
No.
Relax, copper.
No, they probably have a game within themselves where, like, all right, you got a stormer. Good job. Nice. Because everyone else missed on them.
No, I'm telling you right now, none of those guys that are doing security want to tackle somebody. They're not paid that much to tackle somebody.
Yeah,
it's not an actual cop that's tackling these people.
No. This was a real cop. Like, cop with a badge and handcuffs
That's
and all that.
That's what I'm saying. That's probably an accolade for them.
Because there's a security team that gets hired, and these guys, I think maybe they've taken a one-day training course, and they have like a...
Oh, if that. And some of those people, they just... I mean, let's be real.
Well, and they do have coats that say security, but I'm like, I don't think these people have taken any cop classes, and they don't even carry a gun. They're just there, though, to maybe tackle somebody if they try to run on the field.
Yeah. Dude, I was covering an event one time, and they were having a security meeting. There wasn't one dude under the age of 50, and I was like, how are all these people going to be security?
So, yeah, hey, right. So how is Gramps exactly going to help this security force?
Yes, and what they do, it's sort of like at a concert. It's the same type of people, and what do? When you storm past them to get better seats, they shine their flashlight at you. Hey, come back here, Sonny, and I'm like, yeah, okay, flashlight, like, get out of here. Like, what are you going to do? Like, come on.
Yeah, when you're trying to go to a lower seat at a concert, just look for either the older person or somebody that doesn't care about their job. They won't check your ticket, and you can sneak down to a lower seat.
All you have to do is act like you know what you're doing.
Yep.
If you don't stop and ask them and seem like you're nervous, if you just walk straight past them and don't even hesitate, they're not going to question you.
You can go to a team locker room that way.
Yeah.
Like, you can get anywhere.
Okay, now you're getting crazy.
No.
Okay. No, dude.
I know a guy. They were down in Miami. When the Heat beat the Spurs in Game 7, they went and they bought standing room only tickets, okay? And so after the game, they were just hanging out, kind of, and there was a line of people lined up against one railing. And my buddy and his friend were like, should we just get in that line and see what it is? All right, yeah, let's get in that line. They get in that line. And it was the family and friends of the Miami Heat players and coaches. And they got to go underneath the stadium and hang out and take pictures with the trophy and Dwayne Wade and LeBron James.
I saw those pics.
All because they acted like they knew what they had. No passes. They had standing room only tickets, and they just got in this line. That's what I mean.
Awesome.
You just act like you're supposed to be there.
I went to this concert in South by Southwest, and it was Slash from Guns N' Roses, Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction. You probably don't even know who that is. But it was like a bunch of dudes from the 80s. You know who Slash is, right? Lunchbox?
Yeah, I know who that is. I know I've heard of Jane's Addiction, but I don't know that guy.
So these are like 80s like icons, and they were all backstage. And I was like, I'm going to go back there. I don't care. And I walked back there, act like I knew what I was doing. I ended up in their dressing room, and they're jamming, and I'm sitting on the couch with all of them. And finally, I just see people like, who is that dude? Like, I know everyone in this room except that dude. And I eventually got busted. Like, they're like, okay, you get out. Like,
so you
don't
just
belong here.
Back there?
Dude, I sat in the couch, and they were jamming, and I was singing songs with them, like, left and right, just hanging out like I was one of the guys.
You go in the shower with them, too?
No. No, see, Ray, why do you have to...
I don't...
It's too far.
You're telling me you got into these dudes' locker room and not one of them realized that nobody knew who you were?
Nope. In the dressing room, just sitting there. I even got one of their
beers.
How
many people were in the dressing room?
Probably about 10 people.
See, and that's what the thing, because there's 10 people, so one person in that 10 thinks, oh, that must be... He must be friends of the
10,
other
you
guy.
You can get away with it, but if I was thinking if it was just the band, there's no way you got away with it.
I'd be like, who is that dude?
Right. If it was just the band, they'd be like, who is this idiot?
And you're drinking their... Coach, you're drinking their beer?
Eventually, someone was like, okay, do you guys know that dude? Because no one knows that dude. All right, get him out of here.
That... And so what did they say to you? They say, time to go or what?
No, one guy goes, hey, man, you got to go. You got to give these guys privacy. And I was like, yeah, my bad. All right. All right.
Did you say thanks for the jam?
No, I didn't say anything. I just walked out.
Man,
Did
you tip the beer that you stole from him to him?
Act like you know what you're doing. You can get anywhere.
Listen, I was at Old Tiger Stadium. It was the summer of 99.
Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, Detroit, Michigan. Tiger Stadium. It's closing after 100 years, something
Eight Mile.
And I was like, there before the game. And there's all these Boy Scouts walking on the field. Like, they're getting to do... And I'm like... And I am 17 years old, okay? And these are like 8-year-olds. And they're all in their Cub Scout uniforms. I was like, well, why do they get to be on the field and I don't? So I'm standing there by the first base dugout, and I'm like, well, that security guard's like halfway down the first baseline. If I just slide over this wall, I can just walk on the field. So I just slid over the wall. And I walked with the Cub Scouts all around Tiger Stadium. I got pictures of me against the outfield wall, against the you know how they have the flagpole in center field?
Yeah.
I got a picture next to that. I got dirt from the warning track. I mean, And I am the only one.
Well, what did you put the dirt from the warning track in?
What do you want that crap for?
I don't know. I was on a little kick where I was.
I'm sorry, Mom, that I got a bunch of dirt in my pocket. It's from Tiger Stadium. It's a long story. Could you just wash the jeans?
I got dirt from the Astrodome. I got a dirt.
The Astrodome doesn't have dirt.
Yes, they do on first base, second base. Because it was when I went there the same summer, it was Kid Run the Bases Day. So I went out there as a 17-year-old, and there was a bunch of 5-year-olds. But what's great is I am out there, and I have the worker for the Tiger Stadium. Oh, can you take my picture against the wall? And so she has a picture of me against the wall. Like, I was supposed to be out there, and I was just like, how am I not getting kicked out? But they let me walk and see everything. It was amazing.
Who'd you go to that with? Your family?
No. Here's a funny story. So I'd gone on a baseball trip earlier that summer where we went from Austin to Houston to Arlington to see the Rangers, to St. Louis, to Cincinnati, to Chicago, to Milwaukee, back to Chicago, and then we drove back to Austin. Detroit was on the road at that time, so there was nothing. So I went on that trip with me, my best friend Forrest, his little brother, his dad, and No Teeth Keith, who was my old baseball coach, okay? So we come back from that trip, and just like 2 weeks later, Forrest's dad just calls me up out of nowhere, and he's like, Tigers are playing at home against the Angels this weekend. Do you want to go? And I said yes. So Forrest's dad and I drove 24 hours to Detroit.
Wait, just you two?
Just us two.
Wait, but Forrest is your friend, and yes. He didn't go?
No, he didn't go. He had something going on. I don't know what it was. He may have had college orientation. I don't know. But Forrest's dad and I are huge baseball fans, and we said, okay, we're going. So we drove 24 hours to Detroit. We were in the city for 24 hours, saw two Tigers games, and drove 24 hours back.
I want to know what kind of job Forrest's dad's had where he can just take off.
He's a surveyor.
That is awesome. I need a job where I can go on a 24-hour road trip.
Guys, if any of you guys went on a trip with my dad without me, I'd be like, what is happening right now?
Hey, Eddie, you'll never believe it. I had a great time with your dad. We went to Tiger Stadium, dude.
You and my dad saw the Tigers?
Yeah,
play?
Dude. Sorry you couldn't swing it. Your dad asked me if I wanted a road trip, dude.
That's so weird, Lunchbox.
It was amazing. Tiger Stadium, old Tiger Stadium, was awesome, guys. I'm just going to tell you, it was a wonderful ballpark.
Comerica sucks.
Yeah,
I've been to Comerica.
I haven't been to Comerica, but the old Tiger Stadium, you felt like you were on top of the action.
Not
like, oh, it felt so cool.
The old stadiums are amazing. The Fenways, the Wrigley, the old Tiger Stadium, the new Comerica. I just went to Comerica. Dude, it's way too big and spacey. You don't even feel like you're part of the game.
Also, I went to old Yankee Stadium the year it was closing. Mm. It was a dump. Like, it didn't even feel like it had charm like old Tiger Stadium.
Really?
It felt like a dump. And I also went to old
Shea?
No, I didn't go to Shea. I went to the old Milwaukee Stadium. I forget the name, what it was called. But do you remember when the crane collapsed on their new park when they were building it? One worker died, but I went and the crane was still toppled over in the middle of the new ballpark.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, what stadium is it? Is it where the Chargers play? The Rams. There are scaffolds and like cranes above that while the game's going on. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's the stadium. I don't know if they're adding to that stadium, which I thought they were getting a new stadium.
No, they're building a new stadium outside of town. It's like a $2 billion deal.
There were two huge construction cranes hanging over the people. I'm like, that's got to be a liability, right? Like,
yeah, they're probably not safe, right?
Yeah, that, and then I saw another game with freaking the soccer field paint still on there. What is happening with these things?
That might have been L.A. or the Chargers. Because they play in a soccer stadium. The Chargers play in soccer.
Dude, these teams aren't fully moved into their house.
Right.
I mean, things are a little weird. Think about you when you move into a new house. The couch is out of place. Your TV's not put up. These teams aren't ready in those places. They're moving to different locations.
Yeah, they're just temporary residents, so they can't convert it full-time to a football field. So
these
LA Galaxy or whatever, or LAFC, they play in the same stadium as the Chargers.
I mean, sports don't have enough money. These teams don't have enough money to change it all out.
Dude, these teams, it all happens so fast. These teams are Airbnb in stadiums right now.
Yeah,
until theirs gets built.
It's crazy, man. I'll see you soccer. Next thing you know, we're going to watch hockey, and they're going to have a football field on the hockey. Like, oh, sorry about the football lines. We do football on the weekends here. I'm like, what is happening?
I mean, that was a good attempt at a joke, but it wasn't that funny because ice is frozen. But, I mean, I totally get your point.
Good job with the hockey reference since it is hockey time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, who cares?
I know. No, some dude hit me up. He's like, you guys better talk hockey on this podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk hockey. Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see you there. Because I have no idea. Like, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I saw a hockey stick on the ground outside when I was walking in. There you go. We talked hockey.
Yeah. Oh, man. Exactly. Like, what? Come on.
But you can't talk hockey.
I just don't know enough about hockey. I mean, I don't think
I
enough
still
people...
don't understand all the rules of
right.
hockey.
Let me tell you about hockey.
We should probably figure that out.
Me and
out,
Lunchbox
though.
Went to the Predators. It was playoff game. They were
game
trying
seven.
To go to the yeah, game seven.
So
they're trying
stupid,
to go to the next
those
round.
Stupid fans.
Me and Lunch still don't understand the full rules. So we're like looking back and forth at each other. We're like, so was that icing? Like,
icing. You're calling ice.
Dude,
icing.
Me and Lunch still don't understand the hockey rules, and we're at game seven watching the game.
High sticking.
I'm like, dude, that wasn't high sticking. He was just hitting a goal.
What I don't understand, the rules I don't understand in hockey, and if maybe these hockey people can tweet a sore loser show on Twitter, they call roughing. They beat the crap out of each other all game, and then all of a sudden they call roughing.
Like, well, I think there's such thing as a clean hit and then an illegal hit.
Okay, what is it? What's the difference?
That, I think if I the guy, know. I've always figured that if the guy's close to the glass, you can check him. But if he's not close to the glass, that's a penalty.
No, because they
I swear to God, I thought that was the thing.
They hit him into the boards all night, and then Fisher, 2 minutes for boarding. What? What do you mean? They've been hitting him in the boards all night. Like, explain. Those are the rules. I have no idea. I don't understand it. It's so confusing to me.
I do like the timeouts, though. Like, I'll watch hockey with my kids, and they'll be like, ooh, he's in timeout, because kids understand timeout.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they do with these players. Like, all right, dude, you messed up. 2 minutes timeout.
Oh, when
room.
They send him in the penalty box.
Yeah, that's
I thought you were talking about timeouts, how they timeout and they sweep up the ice. I was like, okay.
No, the timeout box.
Got you. The penalty box.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah. You know, but all right, now that it's hockey season, it's also baseball playoff season. And I'm going to tell you, I come in today on this Tuesday, and baseball is stupid. Baseball is so stupid because as a Cubs fan, I am just, I'm really down after yesterday when they lost to the Brewers. Like, they were in first place for 67 games in a row until Saturday, and they lose the lead. And then they lose the division in a one-game playoff with the Brewers yesterday. And the Cubs got three hits. Like, come on.
It's like, pathetic.
It's, well, I mean, I understand it's baseball and it happens. But my whole thing is the Cubs are tied 1-1. It's the bottom of the seventh, and we get our leadoff man on first base. The next batter is Wilson Contreras. First pitch, he shows like he's going to bunt, and he pulls it back. Ball one. Okay, good.
Okay, coach, you're not doing pitch by pitch.
So
speed it up.
Yeah. So now
on,
he's going
to.
It was low and outside. The next pitch was up high at his chin.
The batter was sweating. He wipes his brow.
He put a little bit of pine tar on the bat.
So what's the point? If you want to get the guy in scoring position so you can score the go-ahead run going to the top of the eighth and giving them only six outs to catch you.
The catcher punches his mitt.
It was a beautiful day.
Off.
I could hear the one guy, the vendor, selling peanuts.
Peanuts.
Get your Cracker Jacks.
Get your peanuts.
So instead of you know, the second pitch coming, bunting, Contreras swings away, ground ball to the pitcher, double play. Way to kill the rally before you even got it started. I mean, so and when I was managing in Major League Baseball, I would have bunted every time. So annoying. Baseball is so stupid. And so I don't know, like, athletes, they have to have a short memory because the Cubs have to come back today. They play the Rockies, and they still have a chance to advance in the to the playoffs and play the Brewers. They have to have such a mind frame, like, that's out of their mind. Whereas a fan, I am devastated today.
Okay, coach, can you break this down for me? Where are we now? Wild card playoffs? What's happening?
So what happened is the Cubs and the Brewers in the Central Division, they had the exact same record. So they had to play a one-game playoff to decide who was the Central Division champions. Okay? So the Cubs lost. So now the Cubs are one of the two wild card teams. The other wild card team is the Colorado Rockies because they tied with the Dodgers. They had the exact same record for the NL West, so they played a one-game playoff. The Dodgers win 5-2. So now the Rockies and the Cubs are the two wild card teams from the National League.
That sucks.
They play tonight in Chicago, win or go home.
Who's pitching for the Cubs?
John Lester.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he is Mr.
He's
October.
Good, right?
He's Mr.
He's
October.
He's lucky because it's October 2nd.
Exactly. I mean, that's so, yes, I don't know how they just put it out of their mind and they just moved to the next day like, oh, it's just one loss. I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, the Cubs are on the verge of being eliminated. Like, it's.
Do you really let things stick with you more than a day? You say these baseball players are just amazing because they have a short memory. Dude, I don't think about a fight that I have with my girlfriend more than like 2 hours.
Well, I don't think you're as dedicated. You're not as hardcore of a fan.
Dude, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge bettor. When I lose I go to
better,
bed.
No, better, that's better. You don't have a favorite team that you follow all season and watch a lot of games, invest, and you I dressed up my son in Cubs gear yesterday. Right. I had my Cubs shirt on. And so,
Ray, why don't you have a team? What?
Dude, I did. Growing up, we had teams, and then we move around. I've never lived in a city with an NFL team. So once I moved here to Nashville, there's an NFL team. Boom. I'm naturally drawn to the Titans, so they're my team.
I never lived in Dallas.
Okay, like, dude, I never grew up in cities with professional sports teams. What do you want from me?
Neither did I.
Yeah, neither did I. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, then you guys shouldn't be fans of any teams.
Austin, Texas didn't have...
You should just be a Longhorn fan.
No. No.
He's definitely not.
I'm definitely not a Longhorn fan. Because as a kid, I'll tell you why I'm not a Longhorn fan, all you Longhorn fans. As a kid, I was a Kansas Jayhawk fan because that's where I was born.
Oh
my grandparents went to school
there. He lived
there
for 6 months.
No, but my grandparents went to school there, so since I was a young kid, they would send me Kansas gear. And every year, Texas's excuse was, we're a young team, we're a young team. They never, whenever they lose, it's always they're a young team. And it got so old as a kid hearing that. Next year's our year. Next year's our year. And it was never their year. So then I just grew loving the Jayhawks, and so now I'm just a Jayhawk. So
speaking of Texas, we got that Red River rivalry
this weekend. How pumped are you?
That's awesome.
How good is Kyler Murray?
Oklahoma is amazing, and Texas is playing really good. Like, that's going to be an old-fashioned shootout.
Oklahoma favored by 7.5.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, Texas, I like 7.5.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's early in the week. We'll give you time to change that. And, you know, talking about Texas, Red River rivalry, Patrick Mahomes last night. I can't say Red River rivalry.
Red River rivalry. It's the what Red about River, Mahomes, though?
Red River shootout.
Well, what about Mahomes?
What about Mahomes last night?
No. How are you connecting that to the Red River rivalry?
Because he used to
Texas,
play.
Texas, he played at Tech, and so I was just trying to transition.
Yeah,
like,
Tech is not Texas.
I said, speaking of Texas, playing in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to transition, but you killed the whole thing.
Let him do his transition.
Speaking of Texas, Earl Campbell was from Texas. I like Campbell's soup.
Look,
good.
When you're running the show, you know, usually on a radio show, you have commercial breaks and you can start a new story.
Right,
when you're doing a podcast, I'm trying to learn how to do this. Like, I'm not very good at it. And I didn't have a good transition. Instead of saying, well, next topic, guys.
Well, you can start with like, hey, Eddie, I want to apologize to you now.
No, I don't owe you an apology. I never said Patrick Mahomes was going to be bad. Like, I don't understand where you get these things made up in your head. You said he's going to be good, okay? I never said he was going to be bad.
I will always remember, though, that Eddie said he was going to be good, and you were the only one. Amazing. Eddie said he was going to be amazing. Props out to you on that, dude.
Thank you.
Is he amazing?
That's all I'm looking for.
He is amazing.
So far, yeah.
Mahomes is amazing. I just saw I wasn't watching the dang game because I had to freaking work, but I'm watching the Instagram. He threw the ball with his offhand.
Left hand.
I mean,
this
guy is an absolute magician on the field now.
That was sandlot football. That's like something you do in your backyard. He's just having fun with the friends. And when they're 7 years old, playing two-hand touch, and he switches it to his left hand and throws it. That was a creative play. That was good. He showed me some grit last night. It wasn't going. It wasn't all high-fly Chiefs like it's been weeks 1 through 3.
What'd you want, another 50 points?
That's what I'm saying is every game has been that way. It's been pretty easy because he hadn't played a good defense and there's been really no pressure on him wide
Denver
open.
Denver must have been a tougher defense for
right.
him.
Right. Yeah. DeMarcus, not DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware. I thought he's been dancing.
I saw DeMarcus
Ware
last night.
That's why I got confused. Von Miller and Nick Chubb coming off the end, they were putting some pressure on him. And
Nick
Chubb,
the running back? The Cleveland Browns running back? Who are you talking about?
He's on the internet now researching what he said.
No, it's Chubb.
You said
Bradley
Nick Chubb.
Chubb.
It's okay. Bradley Chubb.
Sorry.
Coach, I'm shocked that I know this stuff too, so don't.
Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb.
The running back was giving him trouble.
But he plays for Denver now.
No, he doesn't play for Denver. But they were giving him fits. They were getting in his face. They were beating that
and
line.
That's what it is.
And. The first half was ugly. Like, I was like, ooh, boy, He was struggling.
I thought I saw like 13-13. It was
yes, and
up.
He just wouldn't. But the second half, he put it together, brought him back from 10 down in the fourth quarter to win the
game.
Oh,
they were down by 10?
They were down by 10 in the fourth quarter, man. That's what I'm saying. It was a good game. This week, I am ready for – I want Pat Mahomes – because, listen, I am in fantasy, so I want him to be good.
Wait, but he's on your fantasy team?
Yeah.
Nice. But, Coach, you're still predicting a bad game, though, coming up, right?
Well, like, last night was a struggle. No, last night was – he didn't have a great game.
No, but 300 yards is pretty good. I mean, what's he been averaging, 400?
No, because Fitzpatrick was the first – let me see. Fitzpatrick was the first quarterback in history to throw for 400 yards in three straight games.
Okay, so maybe he's been averaging about 300 then. So it's – I mean, he's been pretty – he's following his course, right? I mean, he probably had a hard time with the defense, but, I mean, he's still – had 300 yards, two TDs. It's a pretty good game for him.
No, it was a good game. Like he the first half was a struggle, but he, like I'm saying, the second half he really came back and like I was like, okay, they made some adjustments at halftime and he figured it out. He fought, and that left-handed throw was just him making a play. That's him being an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
That was athletic.
He said he's done it a couple times in college.
Oh well.
That's what he said. He'd done it a couple of times in college, and he said, this time, instead of throwing it away, I saw a receiver, and I was like, why not try it?
You know how hard that is?
You got 300-pound men chasing you.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, nobody in this room has quarterback hands.
No one.
Those quarterbacks have the biggest hands ever, and that's with their, you know, with their throwing hand. This is his offhand, dude. I don't even know if I could pick up a football with my offhand.
Coach, you know his hands are the same size, both of them, right? Like,
no,
like the
I know
left
that.
And the right are the same
one
size.
One of them's not as strong or as coordinated as the other one. Dude, okay. I'm saying you would have trouble picking up a football with your left hand, an NFL football. I'm not talking about that little football you play with your kids.
Yeah.
Dude, an NFL football is freaking hard to pick up. You know that football we have here in the studio?
That's an
NFL football. And it's slippery because one of the sides is like glossed.
It's like so you can sign it.
Dude, that one's actually hard as hell to throw.
Yeah.
See, and Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to tell you, you say 300 yards is, you think that's that good?
I think that's good.
That's really good, yeah. Oh, you're saying it's not?
No, every quarterback now in the NFL throws for 300 yards a game. Patrick Mahomes on the season is number 19. He averages 299 yards per game.
Well, no, the only reason I bring up the yards is because I think yesterday we were talking about, is he going to have another 300-yard game? Like, I think that's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
I mean, which I'm shocked to see that he's number 19 on the list. Like, that tells you,
I mean,
how
everyone's
many...
Everyone's just launching it, dude.
That's all they do is throw it now.
Yes.
So the 300-yard game, I feel like now is average. Like, it's average, but he's still... You can have a 300-yard game and still have a really solid game because what he did is he figured out a way to beat the rush, and he, after struggling and not completing passes in the first half and running for his life, he figured it out.
He runs a little bit, too, for positive yardage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He scrambled a little bit, but he doesn't run first. He can still do it, but he stays back there, and he tries it. Like, woo! It was good. It was good. I'm impressed. Pat Mahomes, let's go.
Good. About time. You get on the train.
No, I've been telling you he's good.
No, oh, my goodness.
What? I never said he was bad, Eddie, just so
but
you
don't
know.
Act like you've been telling us that he's good. We've been watching that he's good. Don't act like you've been telling us. Like, we know he's good. We've been watching it.
Well, you
I
also
told you he was going to be good, and I also said that the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl, and they're on the right track.
Yeah, they're 4-0.
Yep.
Second best team in the NFL.
Yep, behind who?
The Rams.
Hmm.
You want to bet me? Right now?
Oh,
that
boy.
The Rams will go over the Chiefs?
I'll take the Rams to win the Super Bowl. You take the Chiefs.
That's a fun bet. Neither one of them makes the Super Bowl.
Right. I didn't say win the Super Bowl. I said just be in the Super Bowl.
That's a great way for neither of you to win the bet, and it just be you give each other your money back.
And a little anticlimactic. All right, give me my money back, man.
Oh, I hate you guys. Oh, and I want to talk about this high school kid. This poor dude, he is going to need to transfer high schools in St. Louis. He tried out for the varsity soccer team. He's a junior. He played JV his freshman and sophomore year. He didn't make the varsity, and so the coach cut him. His mom is now suing the school.
My goodness.
Because she says it's unfair.
How embarrassing is that?
Like, how? First of all, kid... Okay, let's say you go to court and they say, okay, you got to let him on the team. Do you actually think you're going to see the field? Do you think after suing the coach, he's going to put you into a game?
Well, I mean, what's she suing for?
She says
money.
She says he should at least be able to play on JV.
So she's taking it to the court so he can go back on that team and play.
Yes,
junior varsity.
Because it's unfair. And he said he sent a nice note saying the boy has holes in his technical ability and game decision making. So. You know, and she says, oh, see, he says he's good enough to be on the team. He just needs some improvement. And then in court, the coach said, he said nice things about John Doe was to build his self-esteem and not punch him right in the gut after being cut from the varsity team.
His name is John Doe?
You're an idiot.
Yes.
What?
I just said they're not releasing his name.
Oh.
Because they want to protect his identity. But everybody at the school knows who this is. And I feel so bad for this kid. This mom has lost her mind. I understand you love your kid, but it's okay. He got cut. He's not good enough.
But, dude, parents really do think their kids are a lot better than they actually are.
They really do. And they never can accept their kid's not good enough.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Go for it.
Just for a second. It's high school?
High school.
I mean, come on. What are we playing for? It's soccer. What are we playing for? District?
State championships?
We're playing for a state championship in soccer?
Yes, you do. I was on the soccer team in high school.
Coach, what is your argument?
Yeah, I mean,
can't you just bring him in on the team and then sit him on the bench?
No, Eddie, people get cut every year. Kids get cut.
Guys, I don't think people are knocking down the door to be on the soccer team.
Some places they are.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Eddie. I don't know. I mean, I played soccer and people got cut. I mean, that's just how it was. People weren't good enough. They didn't make the team. None of their moms came to the school and sued them.
Dude, if you're in a legit high school, there's people getting cut. I went to small, so I don't think anybody ever got cut from basketball, football.
Right. If
Where
you're in a
is
big,
this, Lunchbox?
In St. Louis.
There you go.
What's down, the high school?
If it's St. Louis, it's probably...
Let me see what the school
Bush
is.
Bush Stadium High School.
It is called...
What are you talking about, Ray?
Ladue, L-A-D-U-E High School.
Ladue? Okay. That's a club in Panama City Beach,
baby. Ladue High School. Let's see.
Yeah, look it up and tell me how big it is.
They're the Rams.
Okay. How many people go to that school? What A are they? I mean, because I had about 3,000, 3,500 students in my high school, and so people got cut from sports.
Eddie, you got a computer? You want me to research this?
Basketball.
Well, I'm looking, but I found another high school.
Basketball, football, football, we didn't have any cuts because no one played football. Is bad. They had to come to all the other sports and beg you to play because they needed people to fill out the roster.
At Anderson High School?
We were so bad. We didn't win a game my senior year. They were so bad. So low on numbers, they came to everybody and were like, hey, will you please play? Will you please play?
My boys must have not played, Billy.
They have 1,300 students.
Okay.
Maybe it's a prestigious school.
But 1,300 students.
You can still get cut.
That's nothing. 14 students to every teacher.
So you think everybody should just make the team?
Yeah, I just don't see 100 people trying to be on the team. I see 30 people trying. Fine, just
okay. So the coach doesn't have time to coach 30 kids. He's trying to win a state title. So you have 11 on the field. You probably have 5-6 people on the bench. So 17 kids probably make the team varsity. That's it. He doesn't have time to spend coaching those other 13 kids that aren't going to help him win a state title.
I bet you that kid has heart, something that a lot of those guys on that team don't have.
Okay.
Like Rudy.
No.
And what did they do? They let Rudy play, man. They let Rudy play.
Oh, my gosh. Everything you reference is Rudy, okay? You understand
that? That's my life mantra, man.
But I can't believe you really think they should just let him on the team, because then where does it stop? Then the other kid that got cut, put him back on the team. Then this kid wants to be back on the team.
Yeah, well, in high school, there should be cuts. Middle school, probably not.
Right, middle school, they have an
high
A team.
Absolutely, there's cuts. You don't want all these scrubs sitting around. Boom, they ain't good. Get them out of here. Boom, we're moving towards progressive world. Boom, you suck. You're not good at this. Boom, boom, boom. That's how you start narrowing it down and filtering through all the crap. You got to make cuts. You're not just keeping around all these people that aren't good. In middle school, it's fun. It's all hurrah, everybody's playing sports. In high school, that's you're starting to get to the cream of the crop. Then college, even more creamier until you're in the pro sports, and that's the creamiest of the crop of the corn.
Yeah, why doesn't, someone that get cut?
Wow.
Someone that's get cut from the NFL, why doesn't their mom call and be like, hey, just let him on the team?
That's the NFL.
Whoa,
you're
whoa,
not...
what's the big deal? I mean, let everybody in.
This is high school, man.
Listen. He is a junior in high school. He is about to start applying to college. He has to understand. Sometimes, if you're going to apply, if you're going to try out for things, you're not going to get it. If he applies to Yale, he may not get in. He has to learn to accept that you're not going to make everything you try out for. Rejection is part of it. When you go apply for a job, you may not get the job. Your mom can't go sue everybody.
Okay.
Next.
Le'Veon Bell coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
That is huge. I've been waiting for this NFL season to have a good running back. There's no Fournette.
What are you talking about?
Todd Gurley? Have you ever watched him?
Ezekiel Elliott?
Not Zeke
freaking
this year.
Hurtling people last week.
No, Zeke ain't eating any oatmeal this year, dude.
No, he's not.
Yes, he got fed five times this week. Feed him.
Okay.
Feed him.
Question. Do you really like when he does that?
Yes.
I do because it's so dumb.
It is so dumb.
And I even love now more. I found out that he's been doing that since college, maybe even high school.
Oh, he definitely did that with Ohio State. He did it all the time.
I love that.
My favorite one is Brandon Cooks.
What does he do?
Well, because he used to pull the arrow out of his back and shoot the arrow.
That's cool. That's a Subban.
Yep. Subban does that on ice.
Oh, for you guys don't know who that is, P.K. Subban plays for the Nashville Predators.
Who doesn't know who Subban is?
99% of the people. No, don't. Don't stop listening because you don't know who P.K. Subban is.
Okay,
he's probably more famous for dating Lindsey Vonn than he is for playing hockey.
He's still dating Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I always see on Daily Mail they're going on these trips all over the world. He needs to focus on hockey.
Tiger seconds?
Okay, coach.
Why would you want Tiger seconds? That's weird to me.
This isn't 1950. People are dating multiple people before they get married.
It's not that. What I'm saying is, I wouldn't want to be behind Tiger. I know what Tiger does.
What? He plays golf.
No, he's got a lot of chicks. You guys don't understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
No, say it.
Like, Tiger's been around. Like, we found out that Tiger likes to be Tiger.
Okay, so what does that have to do with P.K. Subban?
Lindsay was his girl.
P.K. Subban has to live up to Tiger.
Who would want that role?
Well, to live up to Tiger?
Yeah.
Coach, here's the thing.
You have no idea what Tiger's packing down there. You don't know if he has a good putter or a short putter. You have no idea.
Whoa. I wasn't thinking about the length of his putter.
But he's also saying, since Tiger was hooking up with
him. He's a pro at his putter.
Yeah. But who says he's any good? Who said you don't have any,
What if you say that the putter's even a little dirty?
Okay, then that is something. Now that could be an issue.
All of the above, coach.
But you understand. People hook up your wife probably hooked up with someone before.
Whoa. Just leave her out of this. We're talking about Tiger and Lindsay.
I'm just saying, most women have probably hooked up with someone before they hook up with their husbands. It happens.
I know, but Tiger took his putter everywhere he went.
I mean, Tiger was putting in Perkins. Tiger was putting. I mean, he was putting in the air. He was putting in every hotel he was in.
Tiger lived his life putting everywhere he went.
Oh, man, he putted all around the world.
Right, and then he putted with Lindsay.
All around the world.
And now PK's.
And now we see where him putting around all the world. Where that led to, it led to him now with a chick that's not even close to as hot as his original wife.
That's true. Very good point.
What have we learned? Don't try and putt all around the world. Grass is greener because guess what? The first chick you got married to is way hotter than the one you're with right now.
Yes.
Not even close.
But do you really think that's the only one he's putting with?
Yeah, Who? He's putting with
Tiger.
Her.
Tiger.
Yeah.
His wife?
No, the chick he's with now, that one he's been towing around.
Tiger's Tiger. Tiger's putter's probably still all over the place right now as we speak.
Yeah, a Tiger doesn't change its stripes.
That's right.
I mean, a Tiger's got a putt. I mean, when you want a putt, you got a putt.
You can take a Tiger out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the Tiger.
True.
That's a good point.
I don't know what that means.
I never thought about that before.
Yeah, but anyway, back to Le'Veon Bell coming back. I don't know how... Where we went off on this.
That's probably my fault. I'm sorry.
No, I don't know.
I cannot wait to see Le'Veon, dude.
I love the putter analogy, though.
Yeah.
We got to bring that back.
Yeah, we will whenever it's time. Whenever.
Okay.
But he said he's going to join them. Supposedly reports are he's going to join them week 7 during their bye.
That is awesome. The Steelers are back now. They're going to be good.
Wait. What does that mean, coach, during their bye?
Oh, that means that's when he'll return to the team facility. He'll check in and be ready to go.
Takes that week off, and then he's ready to go week 8.
Yeah, week 8, he'll be ready to play.
Hmm.
You like that or no?
I feel like he's strategizing something.
fantasy people, man, they were hurting for a while. Now they're all right.
Yeah.
That he'll come around in time to save your season if you had him on the roster.
And here's the thing. The Pittsburgh's been looking to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing, I mean, I know we don't talk a lot of fantasy because people don't care about your fantasy, but one tip I like is if someone has James Conner and Le'Veon Bell, try to trade for both of them. Because my brother, I convinced him to trade Antonio Brown for Le'Veon Bell and James Conner in one of his leagues, because if Le'Veon Bell gets traded, then you have two starting running backs for the price of Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get creative and go after both of them. Hoping
but he's got to get traded or else you're
swinging for the fences. Yeah.
If you can afford to get rid of a good receiver like Antonio Brown, though.
Yeah, well, of course.
I mean, Antonio's solid.
He's solid.
Guaranteed 15 points.
Mm-mm. That's a lie. Yeah. That's a lie.
Why do you always make me go back to my computer?
Because I just looked at it earlier. He had 16 the first week, 9, and 12 and 12. So that's on Yahoo.
I just told a lie?
Well, I mean, I was just trying to tell you because you always say these outrageous claims like they're throwing for 6,000 yards in 2 weeks.
Antonio Brown, week 1, 24. Week 2, 15. Week 3, 17. Week 4, 17.
You have to understand what kind of league you're looking at. It's not all the same. Scoring is different in every league. In my league where it's half a point per reception.
It doesn't matter, though. If someone that scores above 10 points on average is a good player.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what your point system is. And Antonio is an A player. So if you can afford to get rid of your A receiver, do it.
Hey, we told you guys we're not going to talk fantasy, but we are going to break down the fantasy scoring.
No one cares. Exactly. Everybody just tuned out. Okay.
We lost him.
We did lose him. And you know what? And I should have transitioned from Tiger's putter to talk about the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
Did you see Patrick Reed's press conference or interview with New York Times?
He said he didn't know that was going to be his partner.
Okay. That's what I was about to say. Who names some golfers you hate is how I was going to transition. But
Patrick Reed.
Man. Let me say,
can't stand that
he
guy.
He is a little douche, but he has
he's
won me some.
He's a whiny little.
No, he's won me some money on golf on Sundays. But
so will you stop with the bets? That has nothing to do with the kind of person they are.
Okay, are you kidding me? If a guy screws me out of a bet, I don't like that player for a long, long time.
Eddie, what do you not like about Jordan Reed?
He's a whiny little.
Jordan Reed? Patrick Reed.
No, Patrick. Coach, you're bad with the names today.
Who?
You, Lunchbox.
Oh, sorry, because I'm going to talk about Jordan Spieth here.
Yeah, I don't really like Jordan Spieth.
No, I'm starting to love Jordan.
The one guy that I really, really do like a lot is McIlroy.
Okay, solid.
Why?
Me and my chick like him a lot.
No, he's a good dude. He seems like a good dude.
I really like him. He's a likable guy. We don't like Jordan Spieth. We don't like Patrick Reed. Dustin Johnson, you got to love that guy. Anybody that can turn a five into a, what's it? Not a birdie. What's better than a birdie?
Eagle.
Anybody that can turn a five hole into an eagle is an amazing goal. That's why we like Dustin Johnson.
I don't understand that.
What?
Okay, he's so long and he can hit the ball so far. Every par five is an eagle hole for him.
That's not true.
Eddie.
Fact.
Who do you like?
Like or dislike?
Like first, and then we'll go to dislike.
Ricky Fowler. I love Ricky Fowler.
Love Ricky Fowler, and he gets so much press. I am so impressed how he is the topic of conversation every golf tournament, and he never wins. It's amazing. Yeah,
He didn't even come close to winning.
Right. He has won four tournaments in his life.
Yeah.
And he is, like, you would think he's one of the top golfers in the world.
Yeah. They do talk about him a lot. And he's in all the commercials, too, the golf ones.
I like Ricky. I do. I'm starting to like Jordan. I feel like him talking when they mic him up and they get like, I used to get annoyed by that. Like, Michael, what did I do there, Michael? Like, I got to get the right club next time, Michael. It's supposed to be long, Michael.
Hey, what about the one time? Michael, just tell me a club and I'll hit it.
Yes, yes.
I used to get so annoyed by that, but I feel like that's just him talking it out and I'm starting to like him.
Okay.
Like, I root for Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
Mickelson. I'm a diehard Mickelson fan just because he's the old dude. Like he's the old dude in the tour. Nah, there's no way.
He is Eli Manning of golf.
You know who's a big douche? Bubba Watson.
Yes,
he's the guy. Bubba. He's the guy. Oh. Every time his opposing golfer hits the ball far left or right, Bubba's the guy that points it far left or far right.
Bubba, there are 10 other people on the course telling him where the ball went. We don't need you to stick your club to the right,
dude. Bubba's there with his pink driver and he's pointing to the right, just so everybody knows the other golfer hit it way to the right.
He's so annoying,
dude. And they're all the broadcasters. Bubba has so much torque. It is amazing. He can hit the ball so far to the right, and it'll swing to the left. We get it. He's unorthodox, and he hits his wicked slice.
That's called a slice.
Yeah, we get it. It's a terrible swing, and it usually screws him. Sometimes he gets lucky and ends up turning a par 5 into a par 3, but usually hits it in the woods or he gets it lost somewhere.
I don't understand your par 5s into par
3. If a guy has an amazing drive, you turn a par 5 into an eagle hole. No, not one of us here has the ability to do that.
Yeah, because we're not on the PGA Tour. Right.
Except they all have an even chance.
Except for some guys on the PGA Tour.
99% of them.
98.
Coach, I think all most of the hole layouts that they have like is equal for everyone.
Yeah.
I know, but if you're a big driver like Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, you shorten
Bubba
holes.
Bubba Watson's not a big driver.
Yes, okay, he is.
Okay. Eddie, no. who else do you not like?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, I don't like him at all.
I can't stand his little scientific equations, mathematical, like, comes out, looks, and then he's a whiny.
Yep, like, and guess what? The announcers, every time he's playing, you'll never guess, he has the exact same club length. It's amazing how mathematically sound he is when he golfs. Who cares? We know he has all the
clubs are the same size.
Can you
Something
believe this?
Something came out. It's a mathematical equation. Here he is. Oh, and he missed another putt.
Announcers say the same thing over and over because I realize this because I watch whatever game, if I'm a team, favorite team, and they say the same facts about same players because they assume that most people don't watch all the games. And so if we watch a lot of golf tournaments, you're going to hear that about Bryson DeChambeau because they're like, oh, we have a new audience from last weekend. They don't know this.
But they need to learn that only new audiences tune in when Tiger's playing. Like, if Tiger's in the lead, okay, finally set every other player in the PGA up because no one's been watching. These are all new watchers, new viewers. Other than that, it's the same dudes, like, playing DraftKings watching PGA.
Hey, and we found out what happens when Tiger's hot and wins a tournament. Man, America follows. Like, Instagram, Twitter.
No, when he's just in it. He doesn't have to win it.
Okay, yeah.
When
final hole, did you see the crowd going onto the golf course following him? Like, I've never seen that in all my watching golf,
where the
crowd actually goes onto the golf course to watch the final hole.
Lunchbox, do you want to tell him that we've talked about this?
Well, no, it's okay. He wasn't here for 2 weeks. It's all good. I mean, no. I see what you're saying, but back in his heyday, it was crazy. I've never seen that. It was cool. I didn't even watch that tournament because it wasn't a major tournament. It was during the playoffs. Who cares?
I didn't watch it either. Somebody posted a video on Instagram.
When he was in contention at the, what was it, the PGA Championship or the British? I don't even know which one he was in contention for this year.
I think it was PGA.
But yes, everybody tuned in then. Everybody tuned in for the Ryder. I mean, I think a lot of people tuned in for the Ryder Cup.
I didn't watch a minute of it.
Wow.
I know,
hey,
dude.
I have a question about golfers. Why isn't Koepka ever in like the top five golfer conversation?
You know
why? I mean, he is now because he's won like the last five tournaments.
The dude's unstoppable. He doesn't play a lot of tournaments, and when he does, he's in the top. I mean, he's always up there.
Koepka even says that in interviews. He always says, it's weird. I won the last tournament, and I'm not even in the players to watch because he won the PGA this year,
or
the U.S. Open, and then the...
He won a crap ton. If he played it, he won it.
What did he win? He won the U.S. Open and the British Open.
Yeah.
So he went back to back. Okay.
Yeah.
So he was like, I just find it laughable that like no one says, oh, top 10 golfers to watch. Like they don't pick me.
He's never on that list. It's so weird.
Well, I mean, now he is.
And I think it's just because he doesn't give a crap. He says, golf isn't even my first love. I love baseball, but I wasn't as good a hitter, so I wasn't going to make it. So I chose golf.
Damn, it's amazing.
And I feel like he only tries in the majors. The other tournaments he's in, I don't think he really grinds as hard as he does in a major.
No, Coach, I don't even think he plays a lot of tournaments.
Well, I know. I'm saying, but even in those, unless it's a major, I don't think he's laser focused. I think he's there because he has obligations for sponsors that he has to be in a certain amount of tournaments.
That's what it is.
And then when the majors come around, he's going to lock in and try to win.
So maybe that's why they don't put him on those lists, because he's like a rebel.
Those guys that play every weekend tournaments, that's impressive, actually. The Thursday through the Sunday, and then the next week they're back at it on a Thursday through Sunday.
They show up on Tuesday.
I know.
Or Monday. Monday,
yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. When I do DraftKings and FanDuel, I'm always like, man, that's impressive. He's just played a tournament last week, and he's playing this one.
What is impressive about playing golf?
I don't know, because I just feel like it's such a
taxing. Walk the course.
The fact that they're playing 36.
Yeah, but they don't even carry their own bag. If you want to carry my bag, I'll walk the course no problem.
Some of those courses, you're walking uphill, and that's tiring. And then you got to go. Coach, you ride on a golf course, and you sometimes get tired. Like a golf cart. Because we work early mornings, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I understand it's a grind mentally.
Now, I'm not saying that physically. I'm saying it mental and to travel. Oh. They're traveling to these different tournaments.
Yeah, private jets, most of them.
See, I didn't factor that in or think about that.
That's what I'm
saying. If they have private jets, it makes it a lot easier.
I totally understand. I'm not saying it's the most, but you guys are like, it's so impressive. I'm like, guys, someone carries their bag for them. They walk a couple miles a day. Okay, great. Is it that hard?
It's really not.
Honestly, I've never done that. So
you've never walked a golf course?
Yeah, with my bag when I was in high school, but...
Well, yeah, all you got to... Just for the next time you go play golf, get one of those push carts and see how... I mean, it's hard. It's
tiring. No, they can't have a push cart, though.
But, okay, then have...
See, I'm in Los Angeles, and
he
just threw his pen.
What I am saying is, then have your buddy, have Ray come out there and carry your bag and see how easy it is for you.
Ray, do you want to do that next week?
Yeah, just for a bit.
That's what I'm saying.
Ray, I would love for you to carry my bag while I play 18.
If I'm carrying your bag, you're paying for the beer, and you're giving me a tip at the end of the course.
Okay, you got it.
But anyway, let's go back to Patrick Reed, who you hate, Eddie, because you hate him.
Can't stand the guy. And his little choker necklace. Get out of here.
And there was always a story circulating, too, when he first came in to the league. I don't know what it's called, but whatever. When he first came into the league, that he would introduce himself. And this is a story that was on the internet. You can search it. That he would say... They'd introduce themselves, hey, I'm whatever, and he'd say, I'm Patrick and Reed.
Really?
Yeah, when he would introduce himself.
Man. So
that's pretty baller. Hey, I'm Ray. Baller. I'm Ray Slater.
That's stupid. I wouldn't be your friend if you did that.
Well, that's why people like Patrick Reed,
he doesn't have a lot of friends. So he had a New York Times interview after the Ryder Cup, and he said he expected to be paired with Jordan Spieth. And he communicated that with Jim Furyk, the captain.
Who was his partner?
I don't even remember. But
it was Furyk, but I guess not.
He said, the two proved to be a dynamic duo for the United States for the last four team events. However, Spieth and Reed were split.
Yeah, Reed was with Woods.
Yes, and Spieth was with Justin Thomas. And Reed said, obviously, that was Spieth's call. The issue is obviously with Jordan not wanting to play with me. I don't have any issue with Jordan. When it comes right down to it, I don't care if I like the person I'm paired with or if the person likes me. As long as it works and it sets up the team for success. He and I know how to make each other better. We know how to get the job done. And so obviously he's saying that Jordan didn't want to play with him because Jordan doesn't like him.
Well, yeah. Nobody likes him.
And Jordan's best buddies with JT.
Exactly.
And he said, for somebody as successful in the Ryder Cup as I am, I don't think it's smart to sit me twice. He is letting people know, he's a baller in what is going on.
Well, we kind of got killed in the Ryder Cup. That was ugly.
Yeah.
And it's all because they didn't pair him with
Because Spieth. Reed was with somebody he didn't like.
Yeah, that's why.
In the post-event press conference, Spieth was diplomatic, saying it was a group decision that we were all involved. And Furyk jumped in saying, Jordan and Patrick have been great in the past. Whether that's the point of contention or not, I felt we had two great pairings. So it was totally my decision and my call. And Reed said it was just BS about how Jordan's trying to be diplomatic. No, he was like, Jordan didn't want to play with me because he doesn't like me. What a punk is basically what he's saying. That is Jordan Reed, or Patrick Reed. I don't like him, but I do like him calling them out.
He goes hard, dude.
What?
You don't like them calling? Why don't you like him calling them out?
He's being a sore loser.
Oh, nope. Okay. No. Use the title of the show.
Oh, gosh.
He's really being a bad sport. Okay, dude, you guys lost. That's what they went with. Get over it. This whole talking bad about people and like blaming it on crap. Like, that's just stupid.
You're such a dad.
See, you are such a dad. Last week, again, I complained. I wish more people would be honest in their post-game press conference. I wish they'd be fired up and be like, you know what? The coach made a bad decision. Or that receiver ran the wrong route. Or the quarterback made a bad throw. You know what I mean? Just things like that. Be more honest because it makes you seem more human. I don't want the robotic answers. If Patrick Reed came into this article and was like, yeah, we gave it a good shot. I love the USA. Oh, we will get them next time. Boring. I want to know what really went down. And I love that it went down like this.
Yeah,
I like
you
to
also
know.
Love reality television. That's why you like that crap.
Yes, because I like
drama.
Real.
It's all stupid. No, it's stupid drama. This is drama. All it is stirring things up. That's it. There doesn't help anyone. It doesn't next time be like, oh, guys, remember that big stink that Patrick Reed had last year? We should probably put him with Speed this time so we don't have that happen again. Doesn't work. It's just drama to get you all excited, and here we are talking about it.
Exactly, and we do a sports podcast, so it's good because it gives us stuff to talk about. Like, okay. If you just have him up there going, man, it was a great time over there in Paris. See you next year. Nothing to talk about. Boring. Lame-o.
Did you get up early and watch that?
Yeah, I'd wake up and it would be on, and it was like 7, 8 in the morning. I got a kid.
Yeah.
Coach Ray, were you watching it? Because, I mean, you wake up like super early.
He didn't watch a second of it, he said, which is crazy to me. But whatever.
I was nursing my chick. She had a recently performed boob job.
Oh. I got you.
Okay. Well, we didn't have to go there. But, all right, that's it. Today at 7 o'clock Central, let's all put on our Cubs jerseys, our Cubs gear, our Cubs hats.
Okay, yeah.
Our Cubs, you know, spirit, anything. Please, Chicago, come on and win this game. We're going to end this on a positive note. I don't want to come in here on Wednesday and just be miserable. I don't want to be in a bad mood. So, please. Come on.
Yeah,
let's go.
That's a sucky thing about this wild card thing, man.
One game.
Are you kidding me for baseball?
I love
that's
it.
That's so dumb.
I love it.
You can do it for football, but not with baseball because there's so many different starting pitchers. You got to have some sort of a series. I hate the one game thing in baseball. I hate it. And if the Cubs lose, that's even more of the reason for you. You're going to be mad. Hopefully you'll join the club.
You don't like the two wild cards? You wish it was just one wild card?
I wish it was just one wild card. You don't
see,
because
then I guess it would have this year because the Rockies and the Dodgers tied. That would have been an elimination game, one game playoff.
Yeah.
But I do like it. It gives you a shot. It makes it more exciting. It gives more fan bases hope when it's, you know, when you're six games out in September. You're not like, oh, man, season's over. You're like, no, I still got a chance. We're two games out of that second wild card.
I want to know yesterday, Cubs were doing Brewers at like, what was that, 3 o'clock
noon.
Game? Or, noon?
Noon.
That was the early one.
Yeah, 3 o'clock was Dodger. Cool.
Those people have the best jobs ever. Who can go to a Cubs game at noon in Chicago on a Monday when you're supposed to be your busiest of the workday?
They do it all the time. They sell out. They used to sell out all the time during the day.
Like, I got to get a job in Chicago, man. How do those people get off work?
Business meetings at the ball game.
But can't you just tell your boss the Cubbies are playing? You got tickets and they're usually like,
take
cool
clients.
With
yeah, I mean,
I got a business meeting over there at Addison and Waveland.
Well, isn't get that, on it. Isn't Go, that where, don't be late.
Well, isn't that where Wrigley Field is?
Yeah, we're going to be sitting in the bleachers. Yeah.
It's over there at the corner of Waveland, and I don't remember the other cross street, Sheffield. That sounds like Wrigley.
You know, it's got some. It's got a green background you know, on the wall, a little concrete, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. So, Cubs, please, please win. And, all right, Sore Loser Show on Twitter, please give us your feedback on this mom suing the high school because her son got cut from the varsity. We're going to put the poll up on the apples and the oranges and anything else you want to talk about. And you're right, Eddie. I was bad with names today. I was just fired up. I was depressed about the Cubs. And, I mean, I had a bad day with names. That usually doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's all good. Nick Chubb is not a defensive – what is he, a linebacker? What did you say he was?
He's a defensive end.
Yeah, Nick Chubb is not a defensive end.
Yeah.
He's a running back for Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I messed up. Hey.
It's all good.
Everybody has their bad days. You know, when you carry the show, you're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Okay, you gonna buzz us out or you gonna just sit there?
Yeah, you guys ready?
Hey, what are you doing tonight? Anything fun?
Yeah, go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go!
Hey, I'm thinking
about Chicago. What do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
I am wearing my LA Dodgers hat today too, because I'm in LA.
You are such a loser.
Hey. No, not a loser, poser.
Okay, poser.
I'll
that's
take
what I
poser.
I mean, who all do you wear? You wear the Mets, the Cardinals,
but I have
the
different
Dodgers
reasons for that. I have different reasons why I wear those.
Okay, just which other one do
the
you wear?
The Mets. I went to spring training for the Mets, and they gave me gear, so I wear the hat. I thought that was pretty cool. Cardinals. I totally have a whole history with Cardinals. My dad went on a business trip when I was like 10 years old, brought me back a St. Louis Cardinals hat. I love the Cardinals for that reason. Cubs. I saw a game at Wrigley. I mean, I fell in love with the stadium. I just love baseball. I sport Cubs, even though they're major rivals. What else do I wear?
Dodgers.
I have a Dodgers hat because I was, what's the kid's name from Sandlot?
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
I was Benny the Jet for Halloween one year. That's the only reason I have the Dodgers hat.
All right.
And then what else? I have a Yankees hat.
You would be that guy that's in L.A. wearing a Dodgers
exactly.
hat.
Exactly.
Dude,
everyone thought I was going to the game the other day. They're like, dude, you're going to the game? I'm like, no.
That's right. They were playing the Rockies for the one gamer.
Yes. But no, I was just posing because I came to L.A. I'm like, oh, I got to wear my Dodgers hat out there.
All right. Well,
all right.
Go
Thanks
Cubs,
for listening.
Go.
Dude, that,
go
stop
Cubs,
doing that.
Go.
It's like the ultimate jinx.
There's no such thing as a jinx.
No, there is the jinx.
Okay, then you're right. I'm wrong.
Oh, here. You want to know why Eddie believes in the jinx?
I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in it?
Nope.
Oh, because we were watching football the other day on Sunday. And he was talking about somebody. I was like, oh, your fantasy team won. He goes, don't say that.
That's
yet.
Somebody that believes in
that
the jinx.
That believes in
right
the jinx.
No.
His reaction alone lets you know he believes in the jinx. He tries to act cool and say he doesn't believe in the jinx. But when you don't want me to jinx something, you believe in the jinx.
Everybody believes in the jinx.
No,
everybody. A little bit.
No, they don't.
Everybody.
Then why did you
dude.
React that way?
Because I don't want you talking about my team like that. Like,
why? It was over. You were up by 80 points. You won.
Still, because you say stuff like that, I get my hopes up, and then I end up losing. It's about my hopes, my feelings. It's not that it's going to change the outcome of the game, Lunchbox.
Exactly. So if I say it, it doesn't matter.
Okay, fine. Say whatever you want. There's no such thing as the jinx.
Yeah, there is.
No,
dude, you're
there
like
isn't.
My buddy in Vegas. He asked
Who?
Me to see the
South Beach.
He's like, hey, let me see the betting ticket. I want to see how much we won before the bet's even done.
Oh, don't ever do
that's
that.
That's not
oh,
a jinx.
That's the ultimate
it's
jinx,
the
dude.
It's the ultimate jinx, dude.
No, dude, I'm not showing you the betting ticket that we haven't won yet because that's the jinx of the century.
All right, you guys ready to go?
I've been ready.
You know what I All do? Right. I reverse jinx goodness. That. I throw betting tickets in the trash when they're winners.
No, don't do that.
That's how you reverse jinx it. Because then you're like, then you win it, dude. And you're like, all right, I got to get it out of the trash.
And then you really lose it sometimes. You're like, oh, shit, the maid came in when
crap.
I went to the bathroom.
Did the maid take the trash? Damn it.
So stupid.
I was doing the reverse jinx and I threw the ticket away in the trash.
All right, go Cubs. Let's go.
All right, go Cubs. Here we go. And we're out. Ah.